This is CliffCentral.com. The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. Jason von Berg here. A full house.
Yes, indeed. Jen Su with you. It's so great to be back with you on The Buzz, CliffCentral.com.
And Nikita Camacho. So we're all here today.
Yes,
kudos
indeed.
To us.
A full house and a lot going on. A lot. We've got a busy show. We're waiting for our guests. They're all stuck in traffic. Johannesburg is an absolute mess.
But you know, I realised it's the long weekend, so people are trying to head out.
They must piss off. Go away.
That's what it is. I was thinking that must be something.
Because I still thought, oh no, I was thinking about like stuff I have to do on Monday. I'm like, no shit, it's actually a public holiday. Things are going to be closed. And I thought, no wonder the roads are crazy. And I'm like, you know what, people just piss off.
Also,
piss off, go away.
When it rains in Joburg, there are often problems with the robots or traffic lights, as a lot of international people like to call them. And they aren't working, so that also causes nightmares. Then anyway, that's boring,
but that's
stuff.
What it is, it's the long weekend. I'm thinking that is definitely what's happening.
So long weekend, lots of stuff going on
indeed.
And Maps Maponyane is going to join us shortly, and we're going to talk about his big plans for the weekend. I think that's going to be fun. You're going to be involved in that as well, so we'll keep the suspense brewing a little bit. But you went to Nicki Minaj last night.
I did. Nicki Minaj was fantastic, actually.
Did she bring her anaconda?
She brought her anaconda. She was actually very good. I was hoping she would have some more outfit changes. She had one outfit. It was this sort of long white jumpsuit, very tight, very butt-hugging, very fringy with these sort of gold tassels and... It was a cool outfit, but I was hoping for maybe like two more outfits.
Okay.
And she was in the same outfit for the entire performance. So, I mean, I just was hoping that she would have changed a few more times. In any case, she did a great job. I thought she got out there. She was not lip syncing. She was definitely doing it. And she was dancing, and she was very, hey, Johannesburg, you know, and she was very animated.
Engaged, yeah.
She was engaged. Okay. I thought she did a pretty good job. And thank goodness it was at the Coke Dome or the Ticket Pro Dome, because if it was at F&B Stadium, could you imagine with the pouring rain all day last night and all night, it would have been a complete washout.
I'm sure.
I think there's nothing worse. Someone's just standing in a concert in the pouring rain. It just ruins the experience.
Look, Mumford and Sons is different.
That was different. That was towards the end, and that was just epic. You know,
also had it at a different place. It wasn't at F&B.
No,
it was at the Four Tracker Monument.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with light drizzle, it wasn't the whole thing. Whereas yesterday's weather was pretty crap.
And it was all day, like pouring rain from the beginning. So anyway, Ticket Pro Dome was better in that sense. Of course, the sound is not always the best, but I have to say it was okay. It wasn't as full as I was expecting it to be.
But I think there's another gig.
Yeah, there's another one
tonight. They're doing another gig.
But this was the one that was announced. Is this the second gig or was this the first gig that
was announced? I thought last night was already the first gig initially.
Last night's the first gig.
Okay.
Tomorrow is the second gig in Joburg. Then you've got the 20th, which is in Durban.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the 22nd in Cape Town at Grand West. And actually, Cape Town was the one that sold out faster.
That's quite incredible.
Yeah, although Grand West is a good place to have a concert.
Nice venue, yeah.
Yeah, that's got, you know, good sound. You feel a lot more intimate there. I would say overall, you know, it's a lot more organized. So it was, you know, I have to say it went pretty well. There was a little bit of a kerfuffle, though, because there were these people that had paid 3,000 rand to see Nicki Minaj behind stage and meet and greet. Yeah. And then apparently when Nicki's management told Nicki, she's like, no, I have no idea. She's like, I'm leaving. I'm out of here, man. I'm done the concert. I've been paid. I'm going.
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. So they were just, they were shocked. And there were about 20 of them, and she said, sorry, you know, and she just kind of like took off.
Well, no, I think she took a photo.
She took one group photo. Sorry, one group photo.
Yeah, she did take a group photo and said that everyone should get their money back. Should help them get their money back.
Now, that's going to be an interesting thing. Let's see.
Yeah, that's the logistics with the concert. No. Yeah.
Would you guys pay 3,000 rand or more to meet and greet your favorite artist? I know that we're in the media space. It's a little bit different because we go to press conferences, and Jen, you hustle all the time. If anybody, I'm surprised you don't have photos of Nicki. I'm surprised.
I do have photos of Nikki. I met her actually at the MTV Europe Music Awards.
Okay. There you go.
In Glasgow, Scotland. I had to fly all the way to Scotland to meet her.
To meet Nikki, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But it was very brief.
Would you pay for a meet and greet?
Yeah, I would actually.
Who?
If it was a certain person.
Who?
I would pay to meet and greet. Let me think about this.
I don't know if I'd pay.
I wouldn't pay.
Angelina Jolie.
My only thing about a meet and greet, when I imagine it, you know, there's a lot of people would be paying there, they'd be in the queue. It wouldn't seem as authentic and as like organic of a conversation. Do you understand? If you've bumped into them or if you've had an interview with them, it's not, I don't know,
absolutely,
it's not easy going.
Of course.
I think that's the thing.
I don't really want to
pay 3,000 rand and be like, I met so-and-so, and all I did was shook their hand.
Is cheap.
It is cheap.
Usually a lot more.
Because I think Bieber was expensive.
Bieber was about 7 or 8 or maybe 9,000.
I think it was close to that.
He was definitely much more than, 3,000 is cheap. That's not expensive at all.
Yeah.
So already is a red flag right there, that there's definitely something wrong.
If you're listening to us and you think you have, or would you pay? Would you pay to see or to pay and meet your favorite artist? You can call us on 0861-555-189. Otherwise, send us a message through to the studio via WeChat.
Mm-hmm.
And you just message through
to
the studio.
Yeah.
There you go.
We've got Miss SA as well. Miss South Africa is coming up on Saturday.
So we've met 5 of them now.
Yes.
You were with us for the first 2. Mm-hmm. Then we had 3 in studio this last episode of the Buzz.
Yep.
And now there are 7 others. We haven't met them, but hopefully the ones that we interviewed, we prepped them well enough. And now they will
be our questions.
And they'll be the winner. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, this has been quite a big week, I think, for South Africa in that term as well, because Mrs. South Africa, Candace Abrams, won Mrs. World in China.
Yeah,
and she's just come back, which is a pretty amazing feat. And then, of course, Rolene Strauss being Miss World. And then this Saturday is Miss South Africa again. But this year it's at Carnival City, which, everybody says, why is it Carnival City? And the reason is because Sun International is doing a whole revamp of Sun City.
It's going to be
so
amazing.
So the Palace, the Sun City Super Bowl, the whole thing is actually being renovated. And that's why this year they're doing it at Carnival City.
I think it's going to be, when those renovations are done, it's going to be really, really cool. Sun City is just, it's a place that, you know, for us as Joburgers, it's our sea.
It's our weekend away.
No, it'll be great.
Yeah.
It's just this year, it will be. So I don't know what they've exactly have plans, but it should be quite interesting.
So you'll be at the pageant tomorrow night.
I'll be at the pageant tomorrow night.
Okay.
I've also got to rehearse, though, for the SAFTAs.
Yes.
South African Film and Television Awards. So I've got to do the rehearsal and then run to Carnival City. And
it's a long run, Jean. It's a long run.
It's a long run. I mean, why couldn't they just be closer together? Make life easier for everyone.
Yep. Well, that's what it is, I suppose. Eh? So the SAFTAs will be really, really interesting. Like I said, Maps is coming in to join us and to chat about the SAFTAs a little bit more. He will be on the red carpet with E! Entertainment and the Queen Bee. Bonang Mateba.
Yeah, and also Mika Stefano.
Yeah, Mika's going to be doing the fashion bit, eh?
Yeah, which worries me because
you're Mika, hey?
Me and Mika? Ooh, I don't know. No, as the funny thing is, I just saw him today. I was running, doing an errand, and we literally ran smack into each other. And I said, Mika, go easy on me Sunday night. Go easy.
Mika's softened a little bit, I feel. I really feel like he's softened a bit.
So. No. In all honesty, he has. And actually, we get along really well. We work out together at Sweat 1000.
Oh, there you go. You see.
And, you know, we're also good buddies. And so he'll go easy on me.
But what are you wearing tomorrow then, Jen? Let's talk about this. Maybe we can preempt what you're going
to
wear and then maybe make sure that you're on the right track. Nikita, you will have to step in here as well because you're a fashion guru.
Well, I've got a choice and I haven't decided yet what I'm going to wear. I've got a black and gold sort of ruffled gown. It's slightly sheer with a few sheer panels and it's quite nice. It's got a beautiful long skirt. And then I've also got another dress which is all fully beaded. It's sort of an aquamarine and it is a pretty wow dress. So I might go for the wow factor. I don't know. What do you think? It's either slightly more understated and elegant or a little bit more wow.
I'm thinking you want to create a wow. I'm actually going towards the wow. The black and gold, it sounds like a beautiful combination, but I think the wow factor is what we really need to go for.
I think so.
If I had to say what I feel, understated for Miss SA because unfortunately the Miss SA contestants are they're the ones that the spotlight will be on all the time. But then the wow for the SAFTAs.
Yeah,
wow,
exactly. Wow. Just for your moments on the red carpet so we can see all the pictures. And, you know, we need to show the fashion police what you have.
You're right.
The Mika police, yeah.
No, I want the fashion police. That's okay. Actually, you know, it's good to see what people think. And I think if they've got some good constructive feedback, that's always valuable. I've learned a lot from these fashion commentaries.
Definitely.
And I think as long as you're on their radar, I think, you know what, even sometimes when people land on the worst dress list, etc., they're still making a statement. They're still out there. They're on the radar. People know about them. So as opposed to... not being on the radar and wearing a simple gown, everybody just forgets about you. So why even bother? I wouldn't stress about it.
I think you're right. I think that's the best way to go about it. Indeed.
Definitely. Okay. So talking about elegance and glamour and superstar and amazing and wow, she's here. I'm very excited. Hello, Miss Lyra.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Lyra. Fantastic, thank you. Just stuck in traffic, but I'm fantastic. I'm happy to be here.
We were talking about the traffic, and it's a disaster.
It's insane. I was so shocked, but anyway, I'm here, so it's good.
You are. And how are you? What's happening? It's been a big week for you.
It's a huge week for me. It's a huge month. I just had my birthday. I have been working hard, finishing off the album, which is done, and we dropped it on iTunes. So I'm really excited. And I've been promoting the album, so it's been great.
And it's here. I got the email, and I'm very excited. I got the first two singles on Apple Music.
Yay.
I've listened to them. I love them.
Awesome. Obviously. I'm glad. Thank you.
So it's taken you 5 years.
It has. And yet, I've been so busy. I feel like I've just been doing so much. Last year alone, we visited 15 new countries.
Whoa.
And
Jen, you got some competition.
I definitely have some competition. What were some of the countries that you went to?
Went to Lebanon, which was mind-blowing. Oh my, it's a fun city. Just people that love life, and it's just amazing. I went to Egypt, went to Dubai, Seychelles. Where else was new? I'm just trying to think.
You went to the States?
Again? Oh, yes, definitely. I had a tour because I was promoting my first album. In fact, the documentary series, I shot a documentary of my American tour. And that series is actually going on air on the 31st of March on Fox 125.
Yes, because that's why we brought you here. Because we wanted to, well, besides the album, we also want to talk about the Fox special.
Yeah, Dream Chaser.
Yeah,
Dream Chaser, that's right.
And that's exactly what it's about. You're tracing your big dream of getting that Grammy.
Yes. So the process the journey is just so incredible that a part of me feels like if I get it, then what? I'm like, oh my God, you know, what am I going to do then? So it's been a wonderful journey.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about what people can see in that series that will be on Fox then.
It's raw and uncut, you know. I took a three-man team and they shot everything. So you see a very real side of me. There are tears in there. There are moments where I'm just so frustrated just because in the States, I'm not as known as here. So we're playing really, really small venues. And I think some of my frustration was coming from the perspective that here I sell out arenas and I play to hundreds and thousands of people. And then I come in there. Sometimes there were rooms with just like 80 people because that's how small the venue was. And I find myself feeling sorry for myself because I'm thinking people, you know, hear the name Lyra and they Google me and then they see all these amazing performances. And I feel like it sets an expectation and then it's like something different. But people were just so warm and so taken aback, I guess. I was so affirmed by the process. They were saying that they're glad that I came to the States. They need a voice like mine. They need a message like what I've come to bring. And that's priceless.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's 7 episodes.
7 episodes. And then it ends off with a 2-hour musical special.
Oh.
Wow.
It's a nice treat for all of us.
And you also filmed the 2-hour musical special in the States.
Exactly. We did it so fun in that... So it could be one song, but you're seeing it in Philadelphia, then you're seeing in Wilmington, and then it was lovely to capture it that way. It's fun. It really looks amazing.
And now, when you were on the road in the States, I mean, it's huge. Obviously, yeah. There, what, 51 states or something?
It's crazy.
I think it is. Were you on a bus?
We had a what we called the Lyra Mobile. We had a very, very cool car. We could watch DVDs, watch TV, play the Xbox, have Wi-Fi in there. So it was lovely. And I was with a team of seven people. But it was so grueling that we would drive, say, seven to nine hours a day, set up, build a whole stage, set up for our performance, do the performance, do a meet and greet, wake up the next morning, do promo like TV or radio, and then get on the road for another 6 or 7 hours. It was intense. Mm. It was really painful.
And the decision for you to kind of put this documentary together or this series together, you're very private in your personal space, you know, and for you to allow three camera people or, you know, a production crew to come in and document this dream, this chasing of a dream.
Right.
What was that like for you? Because it's, you know, you're a personal person.
I really am.
You don't really allow too many people into your space. It's more about the craft of what you do.
It really is. And so the difference here is that it's our production, it's our team. And it makes me feel better to tell my own story. So I don't mind, you know, getting personal, but I know I'm in control of the story in that sense. And so that was important. I think even with writing the book, it was to allow myself to actually articulate my own story. Okay. It's important.
Did you ever have any sort of minor disasters that happened while filming?
Minor. Minor is such
I
a...
I tried to be nice about it.
I was going to say, that's such a nice word. It was, there was some disaster. I mean, just the amount of stress and just things. Oh, and the worst was in Chicago, our promoter died. Our promoter died. Like,
what? Jesus. Oh. Okay.
I mean, right? How intense is this? And so
suddenly,
like,
what happened?
Overdose, and I didn't even know he was that kind of person.
Oh, okay. Oh my goodness!
So there we were. You know, we're still rooted there. We're still supposed to fly from there. So we went to Chicago, amazing city, and then we had this small record shop. You know, it's like a boutique record store. And this guy was like, please, will you come out here? Your fans are like dying to see you. So we just went there and people were actually driving like 2 hours or so just to meet us.
Wow.
So we really had so much love. And what surprised me when we were in DC, we met up with people from our team, Lyra Japan. There's a Facebook page. I've never been to Japan.
And there's a page.
There are fans that are... It's insane. This particular fan managed to get all my albums from the beginning. So all six albums. At the time, it was all five. And all my DVDs. He managed to get them in there. And I remember he had the physical copy of my US album before even I had it.
How is that possible?
Talk about a hustler, eh? A hustler.
That's a super fan.
So it's on that level. But like, it's a community. So they sent a journalist to my show from Japan to the US to attend my show and to chat to me. I was just blown away. So wonderful.
Now you've got to go big in Japan.
I need to. Yeah, big in Japan. Yeah.
You must, actually. They'll be so crazy about when you win. They see you. Oh, that's great.
I think
great.
So
and you're also a style icon, you know? Mm. You always look incredible. And, you know, the Japanese are also really into the sort of package, the looks. I mean, tell us a little bit about the way, you know, you like to dress and your sort of secrets for really looking good.
I like to celebrate African style or designers. I like to wear African... I'm actually wearing an African designer's dress at the moment. And I think because I've had a little stint in the corporate space, I tend to go for like a slightly corporate look. Okay. It's like a default. I don't even think about it. But on stage, I like to be free because I want to be playful. I don't want my clothes getting in the way because I've experienced that. Oh, my goodness.
That could be disastrous.
I remember right at the beginning of my career, I was wearing these torn jeans and it was so packed and it was in a mine and the mine wanted to thank its employees, you know, for working so hard. So as I was getting on stage, my jeans got caught on the
fence.
So of course they revealed my underwear.
So that was a big thank you then.
I think the guys didn't mind, but I was just like so embarrassed. But I had to, you know, the show must go on. So yeah.
It does have to. Okay, so Lyra, I want to talk about the new album as well. It dropped this week. Yeah. It's like you said, it's taken a while. But tell us a bit more about what took you so long, why you've got this. Or, you know, it's quite a long album as well. I see you've got like 16 songs.
16 tracks, So it's a big album. I took some of them out last minute because they wouldn't fit into one disc.
Really?
Physically, they did not have space. I did not have space. So the album is actually available on pre-order on iTunes and Apple Music, but it becomes fully available on the 25th. So when you pre-order, tracks are going to be available. So there's two available at the moment, but from next week you're going to have a track every single day, which is exciting.
Happy Easter to all of
us. Right?
Awesome.
And then the physical album will be in stores on the 18th of April, but at the launch, which is happening on the 8th and 9th of April at Gold Reef City, and the tickets are already available at CompuTicket, fans will be able to buy a physical copy even there. But what took me so long was really because I wanted to establish myself around the world, and particularly in the States. And in the meantime, let's see, I wrote my first autobiography. I actually recently also worked on Happiness is a Four-Letter Word.
Yes. The movie with Kanye and Bao.
That's right. It's a fabulous movie. I'm so proud.
And it is. So many good reviews about the movie.
It really has been mind-blowing. And it's done so well at the box office. And my husband and I are executive producers of that film. So we're very proud. And then thank you very much. And as well as about three tracks in the soundtrack. So I'm very, 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 very proud of that one. And then just exploring the world and getting a sense. And I feel like after traveling so much, you can hear the influence of my traveling in this new album. But it's a concept that's been in my mind consciously for about 2 years. I was invited to OLAG. And they were talking about, you know, what being born free is. And it was the year that the Born Frees were in matric and heading out to university. And they felt so burdened about this idea of being born free because they felt like, oh, they're so indebted. And I was like, I promise you, people that fought for freedom just want you to live your lives. Mm. They don't want you to pay anybody back. And so it got me thinking, and I feel like we are all born free, period. You know, we're free to pursue our dreams. We're free to be whoever we want to be. And sometimes we feel confined, but I feel like for us, it's been a mental thing. And that's really what I'm tackling in this album. So the entire body of work is discussing, or it's about freedom from different aspects. I've got songs like Braveheart, like Do What You Love, Be About It, Let There Be Light. And even from a love perspective, I discuss freedom in an entertaining way, an inspirational way.
Okay.
In this album, yeah.
And you've also got different voices on there as well. I in one of the songs at the end, where's that person?
So let me tell you, this was really fun for me because I feel like the idea of freedom is a global thing. So I invited my fans to send me what freedom is to them. And so I've intercut it. So at the end of every song, you hear a quote from someone. And these are my actual fans. And the first thing that they said to me was, gosh, I've never thought about it. You know, I've never thought about what freedom is to me. So that was really powerful. And then I've got artwork that fans did on my behalf, and I use that in the artwork. I've got a beautiful poster that includes most of my Facebook fans. So I've done it like a tribe, a community. It's a lot of people. So I made it like a tribal thing, really, because freedom is something we need to all own.
So how do we contact you on social media?
On Facebook, I'm Miss Lyra Music, or you can just search Lyra. On Instagram and Twitter, I am @Miss_Lyra. That's @MISS_LIRA.
And those profiles are growing and they're very engaged and there's lots going on at the moment.
I'm loving it. Congratulations.
Thank
amazing.
You so much, guys. Thanks for this time. This was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Catch Dream Chaser on Fox Africa with Lyra.
Yay.
Do you want to introduce your song?
Yes.
First time on Cliff Central.
I'm so excited. This is called Let There Be Light. And the idea here, the song is self-explanatory, but you are the light.
That's brand new music from Lyra right here on Cliff Central. It's called Let There Be Light, and it's off her brand new album, which you can go and pre-order on iTunes now. I've got the first two singles. I am a Lyra stan. I'm not even going to lie.
Oh, she's amazing, and I've seen her live a few times, so it's
amazing.
Great to have her in studio and hear what she's got, you know, going on with her Dream Chaser debut on Fox Africa. And we've got someone else who also is extremely accomplished, TV presenter, actor, writer, Maps Maponyane.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Buzz.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. I haven't been on the Buzz before, so I've been wanting to be on for quite a while. Yeah,
I know. It's great to see you. I mean, we always see each other in the social scene.
Yeah, but I have one question, actually. Why is Alan Committee not first? Like, why? How can you possibly put anyone before Alan Committee?
Well, we had a running order, so we have to stick to the running
why
order.
Why am I Alan before Alan Committee? Alan, come in here.
Alan, come.
Or just walk in, Alan. Come.
No, you can.
Hey,
Alan, we want you to come, Alan.
Come on in.
Maps and
this
Alan.
This is like a family here.
He is replacing Bonang in this occasion.
Oh.
Okay, so it's you and Alan. Okay. He's getting you ready for the SAFTAs.
But Maps, you are doing the SAFTAs, South African Film and Television Awards. You're doing the E-Red Carpet. You're hosting with Bonang Matheba and Mika Stefano.
Yes, I'm really, really looking forward to that. It's a new fun venture. I'm really grateful that E would even want me to be a part of it. I remember watching... when I was
like Fashion Police and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, all the red carpet events, because my mom used to love that, and the E! True Hollywood Stories and everything. And we watch E! News, and I used to think, oh, Ryan Seacrest is just like, he's got this all on lock, and he's in the producing and everything, and he does it so well. And I used to really want to go down that road and be just like him in that regard. And so now to have the, you know, first sort of local E-Red carpet to be covering that for E is pretty rad. It's definitely one of those dreams I've been looking forward to doing.
And yes. Can we just say how well dressed he is on a Friday afternoon? I'm here now. I'm in the studio.
He's the fashion police.
Just say that.
We've got the fashion police. Yeah. Alan fashion committee.
He's the fashion committee.
There you go. I like that. Come I was actually going to say, you need to, so we're going to put you on the spot. We're going to see how red carpet ready you are.
Okay.
Red carpet ready. You have Alan Committee walking past you on the red carpet. You've got to grab him. You've got to make something very interesting out of this question. And
Go. Alan,
I really don't have time. I'm very busy and I've been nominated for 3 awards. I'm afraid I can't speak to you. Thank you.
Okay,
speak
thank
to
you.
My press agent.
Fantastic. We'll see you backstage.
All right. Well, probably not you, but I would imagine there'll be a lot of people back there.
Okay,
thank you.
Fantastic. Clearly you don't want to be seen at all.
That was great. Okay, so moving on from Alan Committee, the next person that you have to interview is... No, so I'm joking. So Beyond the Red Carpet, E! Beyond the Red Carpet, it's the debut will be on Tuesday evening.
Yes.
At 8 p.m. Central African time.
Yes.
You're working with probably one of the hardest working individuals on television or in the entertainment industry, besides yourself, because you're also on the social scene all the time. You're on TV,
you're
on radio.
And you do like every event.
Like Jen
I do
goes
five,
to Opening of Envelopes.
Jen is untouchable. Jen is like the poster child for events. It's just there. If I miss an event, Jen, how was it?
Simple as that. Yeah. She'll just send you a picture and then, you know, it's sorted out. Okay. So what's it like for you to, you know, to be standing alongside someone like that and hosting such a prestigious ceremony?
It's great to have the association and she's fantastic at what she does. But, you know, besides the fact that we know we've got that chemistry, so it would be great to work alongside her. We actually haven't done something like this together. I think my main focus is not even to even think about that. I only have one thought in my mind, which is to do a really good job and to be able to stand on my own 2 feet there and, given a thumbs up for my performance on the delivery of whatever the content was, making it entertaining for the viewers and making it something that's easy to consume and enjoy and quite lighthearted and fun and not too serious and standing my own ground. So it's always amazing to be associated with people such as that. You'll have Mika adding to a lot of the fun because Mika is just absolutely awesome and he's a great character. We've got some great ideas that we were working on yesterday for how we can even make that even more special, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and really just to be alongside her is just fantastic.
And if Mika doesn't work out, Alan is also standing by in the wings.
I've been waiting for this call for such a long time, and you have my number, and I check it every day, probably every hour on the hour, and I'm assuming there's still time between now and Sunday that plans could change.
Plans can change, so is your rate. Your rate's also going to have to change.
My rate, sir.
Wow,
this should be brought on air, these negotiations. sub judice, if I may, use some Latin but Friday afternoon.
But to be fair, I mean, Alan could just do it alone, because if you watch you know, Alan's shows and even his next one, you get Alan and more Alan and Alan again and even more Alan.
Love
it's far
factually.
Too much for me.
How's Love Factually going?
It's been a really great start to the run. We're into coming up now into week four. It's essentially what it was is a kind of a sequel to Defending the Caveman, which I ran for 8 years.
Sure.
940 odd shows. Yeah, can you believe
it? Really?
And that was a show written by an American stand-up comic. So having, you know, done a lot of my own work, I thought it might be worthwhile to kind of look at the area of relationships from my perspective. And that's what we've effectively tried to do between me and my director, Chris Weir. And yeah, the response has been amazing. It's been
what
fun
is,
so far.
What is your perspective?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's an official perspective and then there's my perspective. The official take we're taking is essentially that, you know, the landscape is changing. We used to say men are from Mars, women are from Venus. That was the kind of 90s look at things. But they're actually finding new planets now. So there are new playing surfaces. Yeah. And we've got to kind of look at how things impact. Simple things like we live longer. So this is something I did some research. Did you know, for example, there are over 12,000 people in South Africa who are currently over the age of 100. We are living
12,000?
Yeah. We are living much longer because of science and medicine technology. So if you commit to someone in marriage or in a long-term relationship at 25, potentially you could be looking at their face for 75 years, which could be glorious. But I'm just saying you need to take that into consideration.
Yeah.
They're new parameters now. You know, we look at the world differently. Also, the way we source people. In your phone, you've got a 24/7 dating service. You literally have access to everyone in the world now if you choose it. So with all that choice, how do things change? I noticed the music went very quiet underneath.
It did, yeah.
It's quite ominous, actually.
Are you married, Alan?
I'm not.
Yeah. I can tell from the bravery of saying that. A lot of courage there.
Well, what about you, Maps? Are you married?
I'm not married.
You're not married. So,
which is why I can just say yes and not.
No, they just nod to be like,
otherwise,
okay,
I'd be debating. No, I'd love to grow.
But the show is amazing in that because it's something everyone can relate to, whether you're entering a relationship or coming out of one, or you've seen it in your parents or friends. We have such an amazing range. We've had a couple last night who were married for 59 years.
Wow. Jeez,
isn't that extraordinary?
Wow.
And then we've had on the weekend, we had a blind date couple. Their first date, they came to a dating show. I think that's
hilarious.
Wow. Stupid. But.
Did you know that they were...
No, well, I asked because I kind of chat to the audience at one point and it, you know, it, essentially we found it out.
And they put their hands up and said,
well,
hi,
yeah,
hi,
their
yeah,
friends kind of said, and I was like, yeah.
That's a bit awkward.
And, you know, as a comedian, I left them alone. I didn't talk to them at all. Yeah. Oh, no, hang on, wait. I might have spoken to them at length.
They probably got married by now.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Listen, do you need anyone to cover the red carpet? Because E would do a fantastic
job. Oh, now look at you. Your rates, though, that's the problem.
So let's talk about the chemistry then, because that's what it's all about, you know? So if Bonang was out of the equation, who would be on your co-hosting list?
Wow. Anyone. Let's say anyone.
It has to be local.
I was going to say anybody. Let's keep it local.
Because I have one person on my mind who I think you might know who I'm thinking about.
Okay. Is she on my mind often too?
Well, I don't know if it's... Yeah. Yeah, I think so. She's definitely been
in your mind in Tell Me Sweet Something.
Oh, wow. I didn't think you would go there. I don't know. I mean, we have so many amazing female presenters here. I'd be happily alongside... anyone from Lala Hirayama, Pearl Tusi, you know, you could even get some presenting out of Nomzamo. That would be great. She's really good at that. Who else have we got? Jensu. Well, Jensu wouldn't miss it, that's for sure.
Well, that's true.
She'd be there.
I'd bring my envelopes around. No, but actually, I hosted the red carpet at the SAFTAs last year.
Well, there we go.
So do you have tips for Maps?
I think, you know what? You just go with the flow, because people start... In the very beginning, there's no one there.
Yeah.
And you're kind of just looking for people to find. And then suddenly everybody's coming, like kind of at the peak time. And then, you know, you've got Nomzamo walking by and you're like, wait, you know, and then Kanim Bal's walking by, and then you've got Bona, you know, got just people are running by quick. And then you've got to grab everybody at the same time because they all arrive at the same time. So that's a little bit tricky.
But all you're really looking for is Alan committing a t-shirt and pants, right?
And he will be there.
Well, good.
Yeah. But will it be in a t-shirt and pants? Summer, at a time before time. One man, one award show.
It would be good, Alan, if you could come in, you know, with some side boob.
Wow,
yeah,
yes. Well, I'll tell you
different.
What I host.
It depends. Do you want to permanently stay single?
I've hosted a number of theatre award shows. Last year I did the 50th Flitter Caps, which is the Cape
Sunday
Town.
As well.
That's
Sunday
right.
Is
exactly.
Flitter Cap, yeah.
And last year, in fact, I've got a picture here. I did, because remember the golden blue dress internet sensation? Yeah. So I had one made for me and I hosted in that dress.
So what colour was it?
Well, it depends which angle you were looking at, I guess. So I don't know if there was side boot. I'm sure there might have been. In fact, I shall find a picture.
Yeah, please find that photo. Really
side boob,
yeah.
You could do a little bit of Nicki Minaj butt padding.
Oh, come on.
You could step it up. That's what we need. I think actually South African celebrities have to stop playing it so safe. Just get up there and get it all out.
Exactly.
You know?
Now look, how do we get that? There we go. Look at that.
He's showing us
that
a picture. Alan Committee.
Wow.
In this
that
amazing
is,
dress.
That is showstopper.
The
wow.
The Fleur de Cap Theatre Awards last year.
Only for a short
wow.
segment, I might add.
On the angle.
There is some side boob butt padding.
Your legs are.
Oh,
yeah.
You've got
legs.
Sexy
thank
legs.
Thank you
very,
thank
very
much.
Yeah.
Thank
is
you.
It
you're
hard
not the
wearing
first.
High heels? Like
it was. I do have a newfound respect for ladies. There's a lot of skill, I guess, in working the heels. Is that even a euphemism?
So you
I
actually have some newfound respect for us ladies.
Oh no, I have You're huge respect for heels. Ladies. Don't you worry. There's and this is a show. In fact, in Love Factually, it is an amazing thing to unpack relationships. Let's be honest, because as the theory, on a slightly more kind of serious note, as the theory changes on how we observe relationships. Everything that they say, every principle they come up with, every rule they come up, we know the opposite is also true. Mm-hmm. That's what makes relationships so mad and crazy and inspiring and frustrating. So it's been interesting to kind of, you know, present some of those to an audience in a comic way, because you can see where it hits and where the opposite happens in audiences. And you see a lot of nudging and that's you. Or that's me. It's a fun thing to do every night.
Okay, so where's it happening? Out at Monty.
Out at Monty, Wednesdays to Sundays. Sundays a matinee show at 3 o'clock, otherwise 8 o'clock every night. And until the 3rd of April, so another 3 weeks.
Okay, and then moving on to Cape Town.
Week off then to Cape Town, to Theatre on the Bay. We're there for 5 weeks as well. Mm. And then I think we've
Grahamstown?
Got Grahamstown. We're doing one-off performance.
Only one?
Yeah, they're doing one big kind of gala performance, as I understand. Oh. In fact, we're in negotiation for that.
Okay.
And then we'll see where we end up later in the year.
Okay.
So a bit of fun.
Very cool.
Excellent.
Good.
Maybe for another 8 years.
Well, bit by bit. It depends if Maps. I'd like him to take. Look, I don't want to talk about it on air.
No, he can.
It makes me emotional. No, it makes me emotional.
When it's on air, I'll drop the music again.
Okay. Oh, then it gets quite. Maps, this is a very. I mean, I feel. You and I have known each other for many, many minutes. A long time.
Yes, yes.
And
I
would
wish
you
I
be available?
Music.
I wish you did, because this could be a very powerful radio moment right here. You have you? How much theatre work are you doing?
I'm not doing any, but I love.
I know
the theater,
you do. You
honestly.
Should be doing some theatre, man. You'd
really?
Be pretty, yeah, I think you've got the natural charm, and you. I think you'd be, especially in one man shows. I think maybe.
Really?
Yeah, maybe there's something there we got to explore.
Okay. No, I'd love to explore that.
Okay.
Should we get together and make something happen?
Fantastic. We can meet out there in the foyer and start.
Start rehearsing.
Start planning, yeah.
I feel like this has become very intimate.
Yeah.
No one's listening to this, are they?
Yeah, well no one else is in the room but you and I.
I know.
At least it sort of feels like. Is that Love Factually?
It might well be. Hey.
There you go. And
great
Maps,
stuff.
So you are going to be on the red carpet this weekend, E Beyond the Red Carpet,
yes.
SAFTAs.
The
yes,
hashtag is hashtag E Red Carpet.
Yeah, E Red Carpet, SAFTAs 10. It's going to be pretty fun and exciting. I obviously will not be able to keep up with Bonang, who'll be able to change in about 10 outfits in 10 minutes without you even realizing. That's
so
how
what
slick
are you wearing
is.
On the red carpet?
I'll have one outfit change.
Just one outfit change.
And
right.
I'm going to have a nice little casual number and then a very formal number, which is a bit slightly unusual, but it's not going to be very typical. Now I'm putting people's hopes up. No, it's really just going to be an average, really just average outfit. Mika, I have no idea what he's going to be wearing, but we're trying to get him to glide along for for the event. If that gives you any clue, but it's going to be.
I know what that means.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're hoping everyone pushes the boundaries, as Jen says. Wearing a lot of those Jensu hats and really making it exciting, and hopefully we can just deliver some good TV and people will enjoy it. I mean, there seems to be a lot of excitement around it. And you know what? At the end of the day, I'm just really hoping that you know, the producers and the audience is happy enough to keep this going and we'll get more and more shows. Because, you know, this is just a start. And if everyone loves it and if everyone loves us, then there'll be a whole lot more of this. So let's see how it goes. Hopefully ELA enjoys what we have for them in South Africa. And we can only promise our best delivery on the red carpet.
Very cool. Can't wait to see it. Tuesday evening, 8 p.m. Central African time.
Yep. Thank
awesome.
You very much.
Thank you so much for
thank
joining
so
us
much,
today,
Maps
guys.
Thank you so much, Maps and Alan.
Yay. Bye.
Coming up soon, we've got Brett Michael Innes, and he is going to be talking about his brand new movie that is in cinemas.
It's called Sync. Cool. How you let your friends encourage you to try and talk to me, but let me stop you there, oh, before you speak.
Megan Trainor doing her thing there. It's called No, 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 No. I like the song. It's quite cool. It's quite a fun, catchy tune from her. She's looking good as well. Now Grammy winner. Nice from Megan Trainor. Okay, so we move on from red carpets to comedy to music. What else have we done today? To music, live concerts.
Yeah, music.
And now we
concerts.
Have to take it to the big screen. Boom. Boom. Yes.
Here we go. The best for last. So, Brett Michael Innes.
Welcome
you
to the studio.
You are the director.
Thanks.
Of
it's good to be
Sync.
Here.
Sync.
That is I. Great to be here.
And actually, I also want to tell you that Brett's book, the book that it was based on, is published by the same publisher as my book. So
it's really nice. We're cousins.
We're almost like cousins here. We are. We're cousins from another mother.
Cousins
cool.
from another yeah. author, yeah. Okay, so. Anyway, I'm just a bit cheesy. It's a
and
Friday
you just
afternoon.
Had the premiere, which was amazing. I heard it was fantastic on the huge day of rain, but people came out. It was huge.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I think everyone's in their ball gowns and their hair all did up and coming sopping wet, but it all went down really well.
Yeah. Okay, so the movie is officially in cinemas now.
Opens today.
How do you feel? Is this like you've had a baby in terms of your book. Now you have another baby. It's your second child.
Yeah.
It might be, you know, the second one is always the easier one, but movies. Hello.
Movie, it's huge. And it's actually really, you get these weird moments where it kind of hits you, like when you go into the Stokinical app and you wanted to book for another movie and then you see coming soon a movie you've made and watching audiences watch.
Sorry,
the
I'm
movie.
Just going to drop the music there. A movie you made.
Yeah.
Like, can you believe that? And I mean, you watch the trailer. It's so intense.
Yeah, not a light date night kind of
no,
movie.
It's not.
No, it's not a light date night.
Just reading the storyline, I was just like, oh, my nerves. I was like, no, you have to pack like a whole box of tissues. Like, I know this is going to be hectic. It's going to, you know, be a roller coaster of emotions. And
okay, look, some people might not know. So tell us, what is it about?
I'm pretty practiced at this part. So. It's the story of Rachel, a Mozambican domestic worker whose daughter dies while under the care of her South African employers. And she has to decide, does she quit her job? It's her visa for South Africa. It's how she supports her family in Mozambique, or does she carry on working for the family who in essence is responsible for her loss? And she decides to stay, and it's a decision which is made even tougher when she finds out that her employers are expecting their first child. And it really just looks at how these three very different lives are joined together by a tragedy, you know. And I think you go through a roller coaster of emotions in this space. And I think what audiences love, often some people are a bit scared to go and watch a movie that's going to be heavy, but people want to be moved. They don't want to leave a movie if it was meant to be funny and not laugh, or to leave a drama and not feel moved. And the feedback has been pretty positive. Apparently we move people. So
I've heard the performances are incredible as well. So from an acting perspective, who do we have in the lineup the cast?
You've got Anel Alexander, who was in Semi-Suit and Finds the Train, incredible lady. She was also one of the producers on the film. You've got Jacques Bessinger from Ballade of Her Enkeling, who's also a great actor. And then this, in her first leading role, Shoki Mokapu ended up winning Best Actress at the CakeNet Silver Scatum Festival for her role as Rachel. Sure. And we were actually funny enough in film school together. She was in my first one-minute film, which I hope no one ever sees.
That would be awesome to see. Come on.
You'll see
come
the
on,
journey.
Brett.
You'll see the journey. But
it's part of the journey.
Yeah. No, we've walked a long road, and she just delivered a killer audition. I mean, there wasn't any nepotism involved or that kind of connection to get her to that space, but she just it still breaks my heart watching her play that character in certain scenes, and you just feel so much empathy for her.
So a story like this is obviously resonating with not only just a local audience, but it seems to be capturing the attention of some internationals as well.
Yeah.
You got plans to take it abroad and to show it at all those different festivals coming up?
Yeah, we kick off the international festival circuit. I leave in 2 weeks for the US for the Atlanta Film Festival.
Shame.
Where we are, amazing, you know, struggling. We're official selection there. And then there's a couple of other festivals who have shortlisted us. The festival circuit runs for about a year. And yeah, you just kind of wait and see who actually picks it up. The response from internationals has been incredible, because I think what often happens with South African films is that they maybe appeal to us as South Africans, but there's no universal kind of things within that story. Whereas this one could play out in LA with a Mexican domestic worker, in Australia with a Filipino. Like, it touches on this thing that everyone can identify with. And then that's just centers on this universal thing of loss.
Did the film all in Afrikaans.
It's actually a mix. Like, I think what some people get scared of is they think it's an Afrikaans film. It's about 50% Afrikaans, and all of that is subtitled. You then have English, Portuguese, and Zulu. So it really is this great mix of South African film, you know? So for the English film audience, not to be worried, you're not going to have to not understand anything.
Okay, and then in terms of, you know, you said you're going to all these different festivals and it runs for about a year. Are you then able to start work on other films or other work, or do you kind of have to put everything on hold?
I've been waiting for this moment. So I have a script that's already in a second draft, which has been picked up by an international production company. And
really?
When I'm in London, I'll be meeting with, they're doing the casting that side. So I'm very excited for the talent that's getting attached to it. I can't say who.
Oh, come on, just drop one name.
No.
Just one.
None of that.
We don't know the script.
Because then I can't get them. So
yeah.
No, but it's a very exciting space, because your first film is your hardest one to actually get made. Because especially as a director, you can't prove that you can actually do what you do, whereas the script, you can show people that you've written this. But so it was all kind of hinging on this first movie, and I'm very excited to say that there was that bullet in the chamber and was ready to go. So I'm writing while I'm traveling. People often see me posting pictures in coffee shops, like, oh, you never work. I'm like, I go to coffee shops so I can actually get dressed.
That's your office. Brett Michael Innes, it's amazing having you here on The Buzz. All the best with your movie, The Sink. Sink is going to be... All the media that I've been talking to have said this is such an intense, incredible film, and they're looking forward to being, you know, on all the nominees for all these major categories. I'm looking forward to maybe Best Foreign Language Film.
Oh.
Could be.
I will start crying when the...
Jeez, I think all of us will.
Yeah, I think we all will, definitely.
Why don't we do we should preempt it.
Oh, there we go.
Your speech at the Academy Awards for accepting the Best Foreign Language. And the winner in the Best Foreign Language category is...
I'm going to go full Charlize on you guys.
Sink by Brett Michael Innes. Congratulations. We'll play this back when that happens in a year's time. Awesome. Okay, so it's out in cinemas, all cinemas across the country.
Stokinicorn, New Metro, around the country. Yeah. Just go on to online. You'll find it all there.
Go and support it, man. Go and support this movie. I think we have to do that.
Absolutely.
We've got great stories, great talent. Congratulations. You must be very, very proud.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Cool. And thank you so much for joining us on The Buzz today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us, and thanks for joining us.
Jen, are you going to bring us some sound from Miss SA?
I will, from Miss SA and also from the South African Film and Television Awards. So looking forward to sharing that with you next Friday on The Buzz, cliffcentral.com.
Well, that's it from us, guys. So we'll see you next week. It's myself, Nikita Camacho, and Jason Von Berg, and Jane Su. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.